Hey everybody, it's Josh. Welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us. Starting in late July 2020, we are offering both a 9 a.m. outdoor worship service and a 9 a.m. online worship service. You can go to our website to find out more about our two services. You can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day. So no one told you life was going to be this way. Your job's a joke. You're broke. Your love life is DOA. It's like you're always stuck in second gear, and it hasn't been your week, your month, or even your year. Now, you're either about to burst into song because you recognize that as the beginning of the theme song for the show Friends, or you go, yeah, that checks out because that pretty much summarizes 2020 in a nutshell. Because for most of us, this has been a rough 6 months. For most of us, it's been a rough year, unless you're an executive for Amazon or Zoom, but that's neither here nor there. Now, it's been a rough season for many of us, but it's hit a new level of difficulty, especially these past few weeks, for parents and students, for school administrators and teachers, and even the custodians at schools, because as we all know, they've been thrown into a year of school that is filled with uncertainty. Now, the reality is that when we look at our news feeds and when we read the news and we put our heads together, we have a sense of that the way things are going right now, well, some of it isn't going to change anytime soon. And we have to figure out ways to make our way through this time. We have to figure out ways to get through this time. Yeah, because 2020, to borrow my favorite metaphor, is like you were out for a walk that turned into a run, and all of a sudden you find yourself running a marathon, and you think you see the finish line in sight, and you see the people at the end of the race cheering you on, and you expect to get a high five for finishing the marathon, your first one ever maybe, and you don't even get a high five because COVID, and you put your elbow out and you're like, where's my elbow bump? And they don't even do that. They hand you a bicycle, and they then remind you, and don't forget there's a swim later. Because 2020, it isn't even a marathon. It's like an ultra triathlon, and one that we didn't train for. And so what are we going to do? How are we going to get through this? Well, we need to look to places for encouragement about how to make it through difficult circumstances. We can look to the wisdom, especially in the scriptures, and especially as followers of Jesus. We can look to the writings of the Apostle Paul to get a better sense of how to manage and make our way through in difficult circumstances. Because if there's anyone, and there are many, but if there's anyone in the scripture that knows difficult circumstances, it's the Apostle Paul. He was in prison. He was arrested. He had a physical problem that he called his thorn in his flesh. And he, throughout all of it, then was able to still speak to us about how to make it through difficult circumstances. Now, specifically in his writing to the Thessalonians, in 1 Thessalonians in chapter 5, towards the end of it, he gives some specific instructions about how to make it through difficult times. And he says to rejoice always, to pray without ceasing, to give thanks to God for the current circumstances, because that is the will of God. Now, what Paul writes there, in like a lot of scripture, it's one of those things that when you read it, you go, oh yeah, that sounds good. And you go, yes, I want that. But then when you pause a little bit longer to go, well then how do you do that? Well, that's a whole other question. But the best thing to look at when Paul's teaching is there is, I think, to start where he suggests starting. And to start with that is to go to a place of prayer, to pray without ceasing. Now, some of you are thinking like, oh, 2020 has forced me to pray without ceasing, for sure. But the reality is that we need to continue this as we go forward. And so to pray without ceasing sounds like a good idea, but how do we actually do that? Well, there's a prayer that's been on my mind that I think speaks to the way 2020 is going and the way the next few months or year is going to go that I think can help us pray without ceasing. And that specific prayer is the Serenity Prayer. Now, some of you hear that term and you go, oh, I know the Serenity Prayer. And some of you are thinking to yourself, like, what's the serenity prayer? Well, some of you might be able to quote the first part of it, like I was able to. God, grant me the wisdom to know what can be changed, to know what can't be changed, and the courage to change what can be changed, or some version of that. Now, the reality is that the serenity prayer is that, but a whole lot more. The serenity prayer, I think, gives us a framework for praying without ceasing in this current time that we find ourselves in. And so I want to share with you the full serenity prayer and then speak a little bit about why I think this prayer really helps us embody that idea that Paul is encouraging us to do, which is to pray without ceasing. And so here's the serenity prayer in its full form. God, give me grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed, courage to change the things which should be changed, and the wisdom to distinguish the one from the other. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right. If I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen. Wow, there's so much there that I think speaks to what Paul was teaching both in Thessalonians and in other places. And when you unpack and when you read that prayer, it becomes, I think, an exposition of how to pray, how to think, how to go through 2020 and beyond. And I pray that that prayer is so helpful to us that, in fact, we're going to send a postcard out to everyone on our mailing address so you can have a copy of that prayer to put up where you'd like to see it. And if you can't wait to get it in the mail, you can go to our website, parkridgepresby.org/no-one-told-you, to find a PDF print download of that prayer. Now, when you unpack that prayer, it gives us a great sense of the ways in which we can helpfully and faithfully navigate this current moment that we're in. Because it speaks to exactly what God wants for us in all moments, but especially in this particular moment. God wants us to have calm and peaceful hearts. God wants us to be able to make it through day by day. God wants us to know what should be changed in this world and do our part to help change it. And so when we see this prayer as a framing way to understand who we're supposed to be in this time, it can very much help us make it through day by day. Now, it's a prayer, and so we need to remember that a prayer isn't a magic way to get God to do what we want God to do, if it ever worked that way. But prayer, probably when it's best, is actually a way of us putting ourselves in a position to be used by God and to help achieve God's purposes in the world. God will listen to all our prayers, but the kind of prayers that God wants us to offer are the ones that help God to hear that we understand who we need to be in light of God's grace so we can help ourselves, our families, and the people around us in the world become the place that God wants it to be. Now, specifically in the Serenity Prayer, I think it speaks to all those things. Now, the Serenity Prayer begins where any good prayer or any good life should begin, which is with a sense of grace and gratitude. Now, specifically, it's a sense of grace and thanking God for the gift of serenity when we can find it. Now, grace means that we know it's a gift from God, but then there's also an end to pursue in there, which is serenity. And serenity is that sense of calm and peacefulness and having an unbothered mind so that we can be present and so we can see things for the way that it is. Seeking serenity isn't some self-aggrandizing thing as long as it's done in service of what God wants for you and what God wants for me and what it's done in service for what God wants for the world. Because it's a sense of wanting to be less anxious, to find personal, emotional, spiritual peace so we can then do what God wants. Now, getting ourselves into a place like that could be difficult in this time. So specifically, we want to then be able to look for ways in our daily lives where we can find a little more emotional peace, a little more sense of calm. So maybe in this time, you need to work extra hard like we all do, like I do, to find ways to do that. Maybe you need to go for a walk. Maybe there's a spiritual practice you want to start or start up again. Maybe you want to have conversations with friends on the phone or Zoom or whatever it might be. But we got to find our way forward. Maybe you need to declutter your mind or declutter the space around you Sometimes those two are connected. You know, if you have a cluttered place where you are sitting and reading, or if you're writing or working, whatever it is, you sometimes can't focus on what's ahead of you because you need to clear the space. Whatever it might be, to find a sense of serenity in your life, we want to pursue that so that we can move forward. But it's moving forward with a sense of what God wants, which is that next place where the serenity prayer leads us, which is to know the difference between that which cannot be changed and that which should be changed, and to know, to have the courage to change the things that can't be changed. That's another one of the things that the serenity of prayer helps us to see, is that the sense of calm and peace isn't, again, just for a sense of calm and peace, and that's the end of it, but rather so we can see the world for the way it is. To see for the world for the way it is a broken place, and so we can distinguish between the places where we can do something about that and where we can't. To understand what's in our circle of influence and our place of control and what isn't. This is one of the great challenges of 2020 and beyond at this point, isn't it? That there are so many things, when we pause and we reflect, we can see how the world is not how God wants it to be. We can see how our lives are not how God wants it to be. But then we have to ask ourselves, what can I actually affect change in? And it's in those places that God wants us to be a part about bringing change, to help the world become the place that God wants it to be, for everyone to experience the gift of God's grace. And so if we don't have serenity, if we don't have calm, if we can't find just that modicum of less anxiousness in our lives, then we're not going to be able to see the difference between what can we influence and what we can't. So when we can find ourselves in a place to really look at what's in my sphere of influence, what can I affect change in, then we can go for it. Now, it's interesting, isn't it, in this global village that we live in this interconnected age, it does feel like we can influence a whole lot of things that maybe we couldn't influence from our position before. That's a luxury and also a challenge. And if you feel called to lean into one of those big things, if you feel called to lean into one of those big areas of need in our world today, then you should go for it and allow the serenity you find to focus your attention on how you can do that and be a part of it. So when we offer up prayers without ceasing, perhaps using the serenity prayer, we can see the difference between those kinds of things. And the other thing that I think the serenity prayer embodies is this sense of taking things one day at a time. Now, most of us, especially anybody who might resonate with the love of making plans or to-do lists or calendars, you know, most of us know how to take a good look at the long term and map things out a step at a time. But if there's anything that's happened, of course, also, is that we've had a way in which this season has slowed us down and actually forced us to look at life one day at a time. And there's a way in which, if we can embrace that, we'll help ourselves make it through this season. We'll help ourselves make it to that finish line. Because if we look at it like a race that we don't know where the finish line is and we don't know how we're going to get there, and all of a sudden that it goes from being not just a marathon to an ultra triathlon with a bike and a swim, we're going to get overwhelmed. I've gotten overwhelmed. But if we can really pray and ask God to help us take it one day at a time, one moment at a time, we can break it down into segments and times that we can make it through. So asking God in our prayers that don't cease to help us do that is another way that we can make it through this challenging season. So it might be true that no one told you life was gonna be this way. God wants us to do more than just survive. God wants us to thrive. And one of the ways that God calls us to thrive is to pray without ceasing. So following in the wisdom from the Apostle Paul, understanding that making it through difficult circumstances is a complex thing, we can indeed start where Paul calls us to start, which is to pray without ceasing. And keeping a prayer of serenity and a call to help the world become the place God wants it to be is indeed one of the ways that we can pray without ceasing that honors God's call on each one of our lives. Amen. Well, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms. And
and again. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.